Hello, everybody. We're continuing our study of the book of Mark. Today's passage is from Mark chapter 1, and we'll read from verses 21 through 28. So, Mark chapter 1, from verse 21 to 28. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. So on shows like America's Got Talent or any one of those competition shows, every once in a while you have that surprise contestant. If you've ever seen this show or even just seen highlights of these kinds of shows, you know what I'm talking about. By pretty much every account, this person doesn't really look like he or she has what it takes to perform on the big stage, regardless of what it is that they're doing as part of their performance. They might just look like a very ordinary person, or maybe their story and background and upbringing doesn't really match what they say they're about to do. Yet, again, as you probably know, as soon as they start performing, they just blow everyone away. The judges are in awe, the crowd goes wild, and the host is jumping up and down, waving his arms, screaming, "I can't believe what I just saw." Everyone is amazed, and the performance goes viral on the internet. I paint this picture because I think this is sort of like what we see in our passage today. We read in our passage that Jesus, on the Sabbath, enters a synagogue and starts teaching. To us, that's not really a big deal, right? We know that this is who Jesus is. He's the Son of God. He's a teacher, the Savior of the world. Of course, he's going to teach these kinds of things. But keep in mind, the people of that day, the people who are in that synagogue, don't know any of this. I mean, maybe by this point, they've heard some things. They know he's a teacher of some kind. But it's not like he was the only teacher. I mean, there were others in the synagogue that were teaching. And by all accounts, we know that Jesus was a pretty average-looking guy. So you wouldn't look at him and think that he was this great teacher or great person. He's not really all that impressive, at least by outer human standards, according to the human eye. Yet, as he's teaching, Mark writes that all the people were astonished at his teaching. And then a little while later, it says that Jesus drives out an evil spirit from a man. And if they were already astonished, well, now it says that they were amazed. They start saying among themselves, "What is this?" And at once, his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. Basically, by the standards of the day, Jesus went viral. Now, in this case, in the case of shows like America's Got Talent or other shows like that, we immediately credit the person's work ethic combined with some amount of natural talent. We applaud their gifts and how hard they must have worked to get to this point. But what do we have for Jesus? Well, the key word that stands out in this passage is the word authority. Going back to verse 22, it says, "Those listening were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes." Later on in verse 27, "And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, 'What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.'" The people here recognize not some kind of talent, some kind of background that allowed him to do all this. They recognize that Jesus has a level of authority in his ministry. But what's interesting to point out is that they know this authority is more than just knowledge, or again, it's more than just that he's well-spoken or something, which is why they acknowledge it's an authority not as the scribes. You see, these scribes were experts in the scriptures. They were the authority, in a sense, of the passages, of the scriptures, the teachings. But the people listening that recognize that Jesus is teaching here, the things that he's saying and doing, well, he's doing it with greater authority than what the scribes had. Something is different. It's not explicitly stated here, but we know that Jesus' authority comes from God. And the people do recognize that, at least to some degree. Because again, they recognize that this is not an authority that comes from human knowledge or experience. Because again, otherwise, they would be able to ascribe the same kind of thing to the scribes. They would probably say that Jesus was among the scribes or something like that. But no, they recognize that the authority that Jesus is teaching with, driving out demons, is not from human experience, but is an otherworldly authority that has the power to actually change lives. Jesus is teaching and doing his ministry by the authority of God. So what does that mean for us? Well, for one, I think we have to remember who it is that we follow. It's all too easy for us to admire and follow the things of this world, whether that's a particular leader, culture, trend, or ideology. You know, there are so many things in this world that we admire, that we look to, that we see as having value. And yeah, there are things in this world that have merit and value, but none of these things has the power to change but that which is of God. Only the things that are of God have real power to change. So again, first, let's hold fast to the one who has true power and authority. Let's look to the one who has this power and authority to change, to transform lives, to make lasting change. Second, as followers of Jesus, I believe it's important for us to remember that we too have that same authority because the Spirit of God dwells within us. You see, when we put our faith in Jesus, we received this Holy Spirit, and therefore we too can speak and act with the authority of God. Oftentimes, we get fearful or timid in certain situations. Maybe we're not sure what to say when sharing the gospel. We don't know how to pray over somebody who's in a particularly tough situation. Well, the thing is, the Spirit of God dwells in us as well. And so we too can speak and act with that authority. That's the authority that allows us to be a part of healing others, part of transforming lives. Of course, the authority that I'm talking about here is not for our own benefit or for us to somehow abuse. Because again, it's God's authority. So it's all for God's glory and his kingdom. But again, it has been made available to us. And so it's important that we seek to serve and minister to others with his authority, not our own. The way we live our lives is not meant to be done by our own efforts, our own wisdom, our own authority, whatever that even really means, but by the authority of God, because again, that is how we change lives. That's how lives are transformed. And so today, I just want to encourage all of us to remember the authority that our God has. The authority that God has is greater than anything else. It's otherworldly. It's nothing like you can see in this world. It's so much greater than that. And that's the God that we follow and we serve. Let's remember that. And also let's remember that in all the things that we do today, whether at work, school, ministry, just random encounters, let's move and act with his authority. Let's remember that that same power and authority dwells within us so we can be a part of bringing God's kingdom where we are and leading others to him. So with that, let me just pray for us to close. Father, this passage reminds us and shows us who it is exactly that we follow. We follow not just a good teacher, we follow not just a good man, we follow one who is God, who lived and operated, who taught and worked with the authority of God. And so Lord, first we just want to remember that that is who we follow. There are a lot of different things in this world that will want for us to follow them, you know, certain ideas, ways of living, certain values. But Father, some of these things can be good, but there's nothing like you. Nothing like your words of truth and power. And And so, God, we look to your authority and seek to follow you, Lord. And God, we thank you that you've also given us of the Holy Spirit, that we can live and operate with your under your authority and be with the authority you've given to us to be a part of transforming lives. Lord, help us not to be fearful or timid, but Lord, be a part of you working in us that we might be able to make an impact for your kingdom. So God, thank you, Lord, for this word and this time. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.